to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM right here on in Cocoa, Florida. What a great way to get your week started, listening to the Word of God. And we're going to be preaching today, teaching out of Psalm 34. We're going to be talking about God's deliverance, and what a great time for such a reassuring word. And so we look forward to sharing that word with you. But first of all, I want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you have any issues that you are facing with your air conditioning unit right here in Central Florida, give Bill a call at Creative AC Solutions, whether it's a major problem, a minor problem, whatever type of system it might be. He specializes in dealing with all sorts of air handling situations. And, you know, I tease people that I've got things that just, I've got skills and talents that just don't go on a resume. Well, Bill deals with so many different types of systems in his years of experience that it would be a very, very long page if you said what type of things that he actually deals with. And so I want to encourage you, don't be afraid to call if you think that it might be bad news. It might be good news. I do know that several years ago, there was a listener here on the radio program that called him who had been told by a number of different people, you need an entirely new system. And he went out there, and turns out that that person didn't need an entirely new system. They just needed some work done on theirs. Now, I can also tell you that he told us at one point in time, he said, Pastor, I can fix this, but this is getting to the stage that you need to start saving your nickels and dimes because you're going to need a new unit. The message that I want to let you know is he's going to tell you the truth. And in the land of deception, truth is a very refreshing thing to hear. It's also sometimes a rejected message, but I like it when people give me an honest assessment. They give me an honest price. And so I encourage you to call Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. And so let me tell you a little bit about my morning here. I was awake very early. I had a dream in the night, and it woke me up. And so I remembered what had been communicated in that dream. And then when I was awake, I began to compare the message of the dream with the messages that God had given to me. And that message did not line up with the message that I had received. And so I want you to know that I am not one who just simply dismisses things. I've evaluate and see if there's any truth. And whatever truth there is, then I try and receive that truth, and then I apply it to my life. But when I find that there is something that doesn't line up with the message that God has given to us, then at that point in time, I say, thank you very much for your input, but I'm going to trust in the Lord. That's what I'm going to do. And so that's what I want to declare to you today. Is that God had a couple of messages communicated to me over the past 6 to 9 months. And one of those was a message of healing. Now, there is a tremendous need in our world for healing. And there's a whole panorama of afflictions and trials and adversities and conditions that we've been made aware of. And so we continue to proclaim the word of healing. There is, you know, this new viral outbreak that has hit the world in 2020. And as a result of that, you know, there's a whole lot of uncertainty, there's a whole lot of fear and things like that. But nothing new is able to disqualify what God has already spoken. And so we're going to continue to preach the word of healing at Merit Assembly of God. And so we're going to try and build people up in their most holy faith. And what we're not going to do is we're not going to be subject to fear. And so we are going to be wise, but we're not going to be fearful. So I want to take you to Psalm 34. I'm going to work through this. I think there's only a few verses in this chapter that we're really not going to spend a whole lot of time on. And the reason isn't because those verses aren't important. It's just things that we've just recently already touched on. And so let me take you to Psalm 34, verse number 1, and read the first three verses here. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. This psalm, according to the notes that are above verse number 1 but under Psalm 34, says that this is a psalm of David, and it was when he pretended madness before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. He was running from Saul. He found refuge with a Philistine king who said, am I so short of madmen that you're bringing this guy to me? And so he had David move on along. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. We have a decision to make every day and many times throughout the day how we are going to respond to the situation, what our primary action is going to be. And here, David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Now, there's a saying that's been around for a number of years, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. We have various seasons in our life. Sometimes those are great seasons. Sometimes they're good seasons. Sometimes they're average seasons. Sometimes they're challenging. And sometimes they're just downright extremely challenging. But in each of those seasons, we can find ourselves reminding one another that God is the Lord all the time. This world is not our home. I had a person recently ask me, said, Pastor, why are people so afraid of dying? The question was, why are Christians so afraid of dying? And I understand the question, because with Jesus living in your heart, whenever you pass away, everything gets better. No more sickness, no more death, no more fatigue, no more sorrow, no more heartache, no more bills, no more mortgage, no more broken vehicles, none of that sort of stuff, no more fatigue. It just gets better and better. And I said, I think it's probably because most people have never done it before. And that means you know, anytime you are doing something for the very first time, there is a little bit of uncertainty about it. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and where I am, or to prepare a place for you that I may come again, and where I am, you may be also. He wants us to be with him. That is the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is not to live to be 237 years old. The goal is to live a life pleasing to the Lord. And so David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. None of us really like rejection. None of us really like to be told no. None of us really like to be told, just hang out a little while. We're going to get to that over there. We're, you know, just be patient. None of us like those negative things that are spoken that prevent us from just, bam, going right ahead with whatever we have in our heart. But when we trust the Lord, when we know the Lord, we know that his timing is perfect, his ways are perfect, his process is perfect, and he's developing us. And so if he tells us no, it's just either not the right thing for us at that point in time, or it's not the right time for that thing. So we bless the Lord for him telling us to wait. There's a battle that's recorded at the end of the book of Judges. And the people who are righteous are a group of people who've embraced wickedness. And they ask questions of the Lord, and then they go into battle and they get defeated. They come back frustrated, and they ask another question of the Lord, and they go into battle and they get defeated again. And they come back and they said, okay, are we supposed to do this? And if so, when? and God tells them the what, he tells them the when. And when they go into battle that time, there is this decisive victory that is theirs. And so we don't just need to ask questions, we need to ask the right questions. So bless the Lord. Bless the Lord when you're embraced. Bless the Lord when you're rejected. That just means that there's something better in store. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It is impossible for us to complain and praise the Lord at the same time. We have to engage our brain in order to be able to speak. And so whatever is in our heart, Jesus said, is what is going to come out of our mouth. So we have to come to the place where we are going to fill our hearts with such gratitude towards God that we bless him at all times, and the words that come out of our mouth are words of praise. That they're not intermittent, but they're continual. That whenever someone sees you, they expect that you are going to be praising God. And so it says, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. You know, not in how tall we are, how strong we are, how good looking we are, how rich we are, how famous we are, how powerful we are. None of that sort of stuff has any eternal value. But what happens when my soul makes its boast in the Lord? It says, the humble shall hear of it and be glad. Do you realize that when Saul was pursuing David and was seeking to destroy him, do you realize that there were people, some of which were from Saul's own tribe, that said, you know what, I want to go and be a part of what David's group, they were the distressed and the discontent and the discouraged, and there was a whole group of people, and they said, you know what, we want to go be a part of what David is doing. Everyone had heard the prophecies. Everyone had seen the victories that had been wrought. Everyone knew that Samuel had anointed David to be the next king of Israel. And there were some people that said, you know what, I'm not going to wait. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go be a part of what he's doing, even though his life and the life of all who follow him hang in the balance every single day. And so let's have a confident relationship with the Lord that we're not afraid to talk about, so that when people hear about it, they will be glad. They will be glad. It says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." So whenever I see that word magnify, it, you know, I think of the magnifying glass. I think of the glasses that I have on my eyes right now. I think of the zoom in feature on my phone or on a camera where you can see up close things that you couldn't see with the natural perspective. And so we do not make God bigger whenever we magnify the Lord. We enhance our perception of him. And so a lot of that has to do with the character that we have in our life. So to the faithful, he shows himself faithful. To the blameless, he shows himself blameless. To the merciful, he shows himself merciful. And so we, I think it's very important that we remember the aspect of what is being magnified. It says, "Oh, magnify the Lord." And today, on this Monday, I want to elevate your perception of the sovereignty of God. Now, there are some people who believe that the sovereignty of God says, you know what, that means he makes every decision, and men really don't have any free will involved in this whatsoever. And I want to tell you my take on it. In the sovereignty of God, he created man and empowered man with a freedom to choose. And because of that freedom to choose, it's his sovereign decision to empower me to choose to do right, to choose to be godly, to choose to embrace Jesus, or to reject him. And I need to make the right choices. I need to make the right choices. You need to make the right choices. And so we need to magnify his sovereignty. So when you know, maybe you've had a night like I had last night where, you know, you just had a dream and it was a little unsettling. Well, you wake up in that morning and say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to exalt the Lord in this situation, and I'm not going to allow anything other than God to direct my day, impact my day in a negative way. I'm going to magnify the Lord. I'm going to enhance my perception. So you and I, one of the ways that we magnify the Lord is we read about him in his word. We read about what he did in people's lives that have lived before us. We hear testimonies from contemporaries that we live among and say, this is what God has done in my life. And we recognize that God is sovereign. He is sovereign over our spiritual needs. He is sovereign over our mental and emotional needs, our mind, our will, our emotions. He's sovereign in all of those areas. He is sovereign in our relational needs. He is sovereign in our financial situations and our occupational needs. He's sovereign in every one of those areas. And yet, he asks us to be actively engaged with him in each of those areas. So I don't want to find myself in disobedience. David says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me." Now, if you right now are hearing the headlines, the economic impact that is hitting globally is probably in the trillions of dollars. I heard not too long ago, and the number's only gotten worse since then, that one city had been negatively impacted to the tune of $250 million. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And so, you know, it only continued to grow from there. But there are people who are finally beginning to realize there are some things that are more important than money. So if you are trying to face those realities all by yourself, that's going to be a bit of a challenge. And so what I would encourage you to do is to be a part of a local Bible preaching church. Okay. I love the fact that when you hang around, now, if you hang around believers and they're Debbie Downers, and what I mean by that is when you're around them, they're doing nothing but moaning and groaning and complaining, and they're doing everything but edifying one another in their faith, then you need to hang around a different group of believers. I'm not saying that they're not having a moment with reality there, but you've either got to lift them up out of their doldrums by the help of the Holy Spirit. You've either got to encourage and edify them, or you need to find somebody who's going to join with you in this process where you see God magnified. At Merit Assembly of God, we are believing that we are going to see more and more of the goodness and the greatness of God. Okay? Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Exalt means to lift up. It means to position in a place of honor. And I pray that God's name will be elevated higher and higher in your life. I pray that as you go about your day, that people will see that Jesus is actively involved in your life. Actively involved. I want our church services to get to the place where everybody that comes to Merit Assembly of God expects to hear from God. That there's going to be something in the message, something in the worship, something during the prayer time or the offering time, something during the altar time that is going to say, wow, I am so thankful that God spoke to me. My life is in a better place today because of what God has said. I will tell you this. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Now, I understand that, you know, the primary context of that verse is that if he be lifted up on the cross, that he is going to draw all people unto him. Well, he was lifted up on the cross. And he is drawing all people unto him by the Holy Spirit and through the work of the ministry that has been entrusted to the saints. But I will tell you this, the more we lift up Jesus, the more that people are going to be drawn to him. You see, we, as a society, we think that we have advanced so far that we no longer need God. We're so wise. We're so smart. We can explain away things that were superstitions to people generations ago. We understand the scientific process behind it. But do you realize that one little bitty virus has brought much of society to the place that it says, we don't really know how to handle this. And so I want to encourage you today. Let's start off this week the way we're supposed to. Blessing the Lord, praising Him, boasting in the Lord. You realize that David was one of the initial boasters in the Lord, right? When he stood before Goliath, this skilled warrior, you know, lots and lots of victorious battles underneath his belt. And David said, not today. Today, you're going to experience a defeat like you've never experienced before, because I'm not coming against you with sword and shield. I come against you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. So let's do a little celebrating about the goodness of our God. Let's magnify Him. Let's exalt His name together. Verse number 4, we'll stop here. It says, I sought the Lord, and He heard me. The Amplified Bible adds this, I sought and required of Him of necessity and of the authority of His word. No matter what you are facing today, today is a great time to seek the Lord. Let's grow beyond the place where we just think that God is looking for us to fulfill our spiritual duty by giving Him an hour, 45 minutes to an hour and a half, one time a week. Let's get to the place where we realize we need the wisdom of God. We need the Lord each and every day. You know, I told a teacher one time who told my daughter not to even bother praying before she took a test. I said, look, I want my daughter praying for every battle that she faces. And I don't want you discouraging her from praying. He said, I'm just trying to tell people if you don't study, prayer's not going to help. And I said, well, you might want to clarify that a little bit, but don't ever to tell my daughter not to pray again. I want her seeking God. And you know what? She has found that God gives her the wisdom that she needs for whatever she has to face. I encourage you today, let's seek the Lord. Let's seek Him while He may be found. If we will seek Him, we will find Him when we seek Him with all of our heart. God bless you. You have a victorious Monday. I've got great news to share with you tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio
Thank
broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Have you ever looked at his nail-scarred hands? Have you ever?